Be'ezus Hashem Beli Neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Moyer of David Tzvi Ben Arav Yosef, as well as for the safety of the Hasid, the safety of the Chayalim. Today's daf is Bava Metzia daf Lamed. We left off at the top line of Lamed Amud Aleph at the words Shoitcha Litzarka Avalot Lichvodo V'chule. Good morning, Yitzchak Meir Akayin Rebordicha Chanachenach David Yoshua Ruvin from Harrisburg, Yitzchak Ari Harav Dov Bin Yamin Ben Shneiz Amadon HaKoin, Avram Moshe Ben Yitzchak Meir HaKoin, and Svika, and Dr. Joe and Avram Chaim in about 37 seconds, and Arav Eliezer Dov in about 52 seconds. Okay, here we go. Shotcha Letzar Kavalo L'Chvodo, the Mishnah said you are allowed to shake out a garment that you're watching for its benefit, but you are not allowed to do that for your benefit. Says the Gemara Yibayluhu, so you're allowed to do it for its benefit, but not for your benefit. What about for both benefits? For its benefit and for your benefit. Meaning, can you benefit from it while you're anyway opening it up for its benefit? Yibayluhu, the B'nai HaYishiv asked a two-sided halachic informational question. Litzarko ulitzarka amai. What about if you're opening up for both? In other words, can you benefit from it while you're anyway opening it up for itself? Tashma, the Gemara is going to bring a number of proofs to this. Tashma, shotcha litzarka. The Mishnah says you can spread it out for its benefit. Litzarka in, ha litzarka u litzarka lo. Sounds like only if it's for its benefit, but not for both benefits. Gemara says, no, that's not such a good riot. Aim is safe, let's look at the end. Avalo l'chvodo, you're not allowed to spread it out for your honor. L'chvodo delo, only if it's exclusively for your honor, it's no good. Ha l'tzar ka u l'tzar ko. Shaper dummy, sounds like if it's for both your honor and for it, then it would be good. Elam helek elamash minna. So the Gemara says, well, the Mishnah can't prove either way because you have competing diukim from the beginning and the end. So you can't really be mashur anything from the Mishnah. So we throw out raya number one, we try raya number two. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam, shehakol nihyeh b'dvaro. Raya number two, Tashma. Lo yishtachen alo agabe mita. You're not allowed to spread out the garment on top of a bed. V'lo agabe mugod, not on top of a peg. Litzarko. For your need, but for its need, you can. However, good morning, Avram Simcha. Good morning, Avram Simcha. However, Nizdamnu lo Orchim, Dr. Joe and Avram Chaim, I already said good morning to you 72 seconds ago. Nizdamnu lo Orchim, if guests show up, lo yishtachen lo agabi mita v'lo agabi magad. If guests show up, then you're not allowed to spread it out on top of the bed or on top of a pole. Bein litzarko, bein litzarka. If guests come, you're not even allowed to spread it out for its benefit. Oh, why not? Because it sounds like because that's for its benefit and for your benefit together. Is a raya not allowed to do that? Answers the Gemara, no, guests is different. Maybe really if you want to spread it out for your benefit and for its benefit, that's going to be okay. But guests are different. Why? Shani Hassam, Demikla Kalile. If you spread it out while there are guests coming, we're afraid of two things with the guests. The guests are going to destroy it. Why are the guests going to destroy it? Imishim Eina. Either because it's an ayin hara, oh, you're spreading it out in front of guests. Look how wealthy I am. Look at my house. It's so nice with all these garments and draperies and things that are draped out. So you're making yourself look rich in front of the guests. That's an ayin hara. You're not supposed to show off your stuff to your guests. You're not supposed to call attention to the stuff that you have. Imishim eina, either it's an ayin hara, imishim ganve. No, a much more practical consideration is, if you spread it out in front of guests, We're afraid maybe the guests are going to steal it. The Rambam paskins in Hilchos Gzeila V'Aveda Yud Gimel Aleph, and the Torah holds this way. If a person has guests, you're not allowed to spread it out even for its purpose, because we're afraid maybe it'll get stolen. Asks the Lecha Mishnah, how did the Rambam know that even for its own purpose, you're just doing it for its own purposes, but if guests come, you're not allowed to spread it out anyway. You're still afraid you're going to steal. The Gemara here sounds like it's only a problem if you're doing it for it and for the guests. But the Rambam sounds like if you're just doing it for it, but you happen to have guests coming, you shouldn't do it anyway because we're still scared it's going to get stolen. So the Lecha Mishnah answers, well, the logic is the same. At the end of the day, even spreading it out for itself, if you have guests coming, you're afraid the guests are going to steal it. The logic still applies. And therefore, there's no svar to be mechalik between whether you're doing it for it and for the guests, or whether you're just doing it for itself. It's still a problem with the guests. Oh, let's continue. Toshma Raya number 3. Raya number 3. Toshma. Hichnisa l'rafka. This is talking about an egla arufa. Egla arufa means if you find a dead body between two cities, you got to take a calf and decapitate it. But the halacha is that this calf has to be a calf that never did any work. Never did any work. Toshma, hichnisa l'rafka. Let's say you had used this calf. You put it in the yoke with the other animals, but you put it in the yoke with its mommy so that it should nurse from its mommy. That was your goal. It should nurse. But while it was there, vidasha, it happened to have threshed along with its mommy. It was not intentional. You didn't intend for it to thresh. Your intent was it just should nurse, but it ended up doing some work. Kshera. So that's kosher. Because the only type of work that's a problem is work that you intended. However, bishvil shetinok vitidosh, if you had both intentions, that it should nurse as well as that it should thresh, psula, says the Gemara. But this is v'ahacha dilitzarko ulitzarkohu. It says that you did it for both purposes, for its purpose and for your purpose, uktani psula. Sounds like, even though you did it for its purpose, but at the end of the day it worked also, it's puzzle. So the same thing over here, by Aveda, it should be no good. It should be usher to do it, litzarka. Answers the Gemara. No, there you have a special pasuk. Shani hasam by Eglu with different. Damar Kara, the pasuk says, Asher lo ubad ba mikol makom. Any work that it does, even if it's both litzarka and litzarka, says the Gemara. Well, if that's true, what about the first case? Ihachi afilu reishanami. In the first case, it should also be no good where you just did it for the nursing, but it ended up working. At the end of the day, Asher lu ubad ba, even if the work happened by itself, even if you didn't plan to work, says Gemara, no. Halo dami elaha. The Gemara says, no. Let me explain to you why the halacha is that way by Egla Rufa. We can compare it to the following scenario by Para Duma. Similar to Egla Rufa not being able to do work, a Para Aduma is also not allowed to do work if you want to be called a Para Aduma. This now we learned in the Mishnah. Shachan Aleha Of Kshera. Okay, let's say you have a Para Aduma, and one time there was a bird resting on its shoulder. No. So that's not considered to be that it worked. Right? It says, Hashalo Allah Aleha Ol. Nothing was on top of it. So does that mean even if a bird rested on its back? No. That's zero. That's meaningless. Because nobody cares if a bird is on the back of its animal. The owner gets no benefit, and therefore it's not considered to be an avoda. However, Allah aleha zachar psula, but if a male ox had relations with the female cow, so then that's pasul. Why? Because that's an avoda that the owner would normally be happy with. Why? He wants the animal to have babies. Right, every person who has an animal, you want the animals to have babies. In order to have babies, you got to have marital relations. So he's happy about the marital relations. And therefore, even if you didn't plan it, but if it's something that you'd be happy with, That's called a significant avoda, and that is pasul. Now, hold on 1 second. Let me give you a little more volume so I can hear what you're talking about. Yitzhakari, go ahead again.
Is the Shabbos
Parah
the Shabbos?
Parshas Parah. Wow. Oh my gosh. I must have been sleeping when I prepared this. Oh my gosh. I was basically sleeping when I prepared this. What a Daf Yomi coincidence. Oh, wow. This Shabbos is Parshas Parah. Wow. Daf Yomi coincidence. What are the chances we're going to learn about Parah Aduma, the Erev Shabbos Parshas Parah? Wow, Yitzhakari, thank you for paying attention. I think you made Mordechai's whole shiur today. You made Mordechai's whole day. Okay, here we go. So, Olal El Zachar is puzzle. So, my time, what's the reason for this? That if you want it, so, that's the difference, says the market, the Rav Papa. Damrav puppets based on psukim, iksiv ubad. Right, these psukim were written by Egla Rufa. If it said that the work happened by itself, the karin and ubad, and I would also decree in the ksiv is both ubad that it happened by itself. Then I would have thought even if the work happens by itself, it disqualifies it. Viksiv meaning even if it happened by itself and I didn't even want it, you would have thought that disqualifies it. Viksiv avad, that it actually did work, you worked it. Vikarin an avad, and you read it as avad. Having adam bu'iu. It's only if I actually made it work. Hash viksiv avad, vikarin an ubad. Now that it's written as avad, but we read it as ubad. Be'in an ubad dumi da avad. So the work that happens by itself has to be similar to work that I made it work, which means even if the work happens by itself, it still disqualifies it so long as it's work that I am happy with. And that applies both by Egla Rufa, and then we learn it out, Xeira Shava, to Parah Aduma also. Be'inan uba dumi da'avad, ma'ava denichale, af uba denichale. So, therefore, just like the malacha that I did with it is obviously malacha that I like, so too, even if an animal had relations with the ox, and the ox had relations with the cow, even though I didn't cause it, but if it's something that I'd be happy with, that also disqualifies. That's called ubad is denichale. Ubad is dumi de avad. So too, an egla rufa and a parah aduma only become disqualified with malacha that I'm happy with. Now, wait a second. Comes along Tosis and asks the following kasha. Look in af ubad denichale. It's the 5th Tosis, but I want you to look halfway down the Tosis in the middle. Vim Tomar. Now, wait a second. You know that a Parah Aduma is worth millions and millions of dollars. So, are you happy with the animal having relations with it?
No.
You're not going to happy. You want to keep it as a Parah Aduma. Says Tosis, no. That's not the way we define what you like and what you don't like. The question is, you have to take the halacha out of it. Yeah, the halacha tells you, you would like the animal to have babies. Yeah, if it wasn't a Parah Aduma, you'd like it to have babies. And if a Parah Aduma wasn't disqualified by having babies, then you're like, apparently, I was listening to Rabbi Leibowitz. I was in the car for a long time yesterday. So I was listening to Rabbi Leibowitz. So some of you may remember that in Lakewood a few years back, they found the Parah Aduma. Do you remember that? There was a whole story going around in Lakewood, they found the Parah Aduma, right? Until it got pregnant. Uh-oh. There goes that. We thought we had a Parah Aduma, made a big deal, then it became pregnant. Sorry, that's over. But anyway, so look at Tosis. Vim Tomar. V'yalo azach amai psula. If it has marital relations without your knowledge, why is that puzzle? You're not happy about that. That disqualifies it. So since it disqualifies it, Mamele, you're not happy. It says, no. Tosis says, no. Very important Tosis. V'yishlomar. Dim haisek she'ira. Have a nichale. If there would be no problem with a Parah Aduma having babies, then you would be very happy with this. That's the way we define nichale and lo nichale. The way we define nichale and lo nichale is not like, oh, based on this halacha, is it nichale and not nichale? No, based on the mitzias. De'im hazik she'ra v'nichale ulakach ein lahachshir. This comes up in Hilchas Shabbos all the time. Right? What are you going to say? What are you going to say? Oh, we forgot to turn off the light in the fridge before Shabbos. Oh, so can I open up the fridge now? It's a psik resha. Oh, but it's lo nichale. Why is it lo nichale? Because I'm not happy with violating Shabbos. No. That's not the way you define lo nichale. Lo nichale means, do you like the light on in the fridge? Does it help you? Does the light on in the fridge help you see the food? You can't say whether licha nichale is lo nichale because the halacha says that it's no good. That's why it's lo nichale. No, I'm going to get killed if I do this. That's lo nichale because of the halacha. So this tosis, a very important maramakom, this tosis teaches me that when I define nichale and lo nichale, you don't define it by the law of Shabbos. That's exactly what we're trying to figure out, whether or not if taking away the laws of Shabbos, would this be something that's nichale? Since having a light on in the fridge makes it a little bit easier to negotiate the fridge than if the light's not on, that's called nichale, even though api halacha, yeah, I don't want to get killed for violating Shabbos, that's lo nichale. That's not the way you define lo nichale. That's the chiddush of this tosis. Anyway, let's continue. And the tshuva svarim talk about this all the time. How do you define nichale and lo nichale? Is it halachically nichale? Or no, b'mitzias, it's nichale. I like the light on of the fridge. Even though, yeah, I don't want to violate Shabbos, but that's not called lo nichale. Okay. What do we say? The Mishnah, klei kesef klei nechoshes, mishtamish behen litzor kon, avolo l'shach kon. Silver and copper garments, you're allowed to use them. Tanu rabbanan. Hamotzi kli eitz. Let's say you find a wooden vessel. Mishtamish ben bishvil shelo yirkavu. You got to use it because you don't want it to rot. Clean the choshes, copper vessels. Mishtamish ben bechamin. You're allowed to use it for hot and cold. Avaloi de arbi. You're not allowed to put it, a copper vessel, you're not allowed to put it on the fire. Mishim mashchikon. It's going to ruin the vessel. Klei kesef, mishtamish ben betzonin. Avaloi bechamin mishim mashchikon. But silver, you're not allowed to put hot in there because it's going to blacken it. Magrefos, if you find like a type of vessel that's used to clean out an oven or to separate figs, the kardumos, a type of shovel, mishtamish behen berach, you're allowed to use it for soft things, avolo bekasha, but not for hard things, mipesha mafchisan, it's gonna ruin it. Klei zavu, klei zchuchis, golden and glass. Lo yigan hashiyav elio, don't touch it, because whatever you do is going to ruin it. Kederech she'amru ba'aveda, kederech she'amru ba'aveda, the same way they say by a lost object, kach amru b'pikadon. That's the same way you have to take care of an object that someone gives you to watch. Says the Gemara, pikar ma'aved tegabe. Why is it your responsibility to decide how you take care of it? Let the owner decide how you take care of a watched object. We're talking about when the owner is no longer around. It's not like he lives down the block. You can ask him how he wants it taken care of. He's gone away, so now it's up to you to decide. So that's where these halachas apply. Matzah, sako, kupa. Okay, the rest of today's daf is going to be discussing the halacha of various halachas that don't apply when it's zaka in the ainul lefi kvodo. If you're an elderly person and you're not used to taking care of things in a certain way, so what halachas get suspended for you? Matzah sako kupa. If you find a big box or a big bag, you wouldn't carry one of these things on your own. Even if it belonged to you, you wouldn't carry it. So you're not obligated to go carry this guy's lost object to safety if you wouldn't do it for yourself. Some say this is referring to a zakin ve'enel fikvodo. It means a talmud chacham, the Ramban. The Ramban writes, writing utensil, hey, where's Avi when I need him? Oh, Avi's over there. Avi, your pen is not going to help me from over there. Okay, so here we go. The Ramban writes that Zakein means, Zakein b'chachma, Einul fikfodo means it's not covered atayra. It's not covered atayra for the Rosh Hashiva to carry something. I think Rabbi Liebowitz on the thing said yesterday that Rav Aaron Lichtenstein used to talk about Rav Huttner, the difference between the way it was in Chaim Berlin when he saw the Kavod HaTorah of Rav Huttner, and then when he came to YU, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik would have no problem taking out the garbage. Rav Huttner would never take out the garbage. And Rav Huttner was, in Chaim Berlin, they were very big on Kavod HaTorah. Difference, the definition of Kavod HaTorah in different places is different. So, the Ramban says, Zakin means Kavod HaTorah, but a Zakin or it would not be exempt because of Ein Lo Lefi Kvodo. And the Ritva writes that way as well. That's the Ramban's Talmud. and he adds that someone who's chayv in Hashavas Aveidin, he doesn't want to give it back because of his kavod, he can only pay for it. That's the way you can get out of it. If he feels it's beneath your dignity, so you can pay for it. However, the Rambam writes, no, even an elderly person, not because of kavod atari, the Rambam says just an elderly person, mishum kavodo, he does not have to, he's exempt from Hashavas Aveidin, he doesn't have to pay for it. It's einu lefi kavodo. And the Ran writes like that as well. Okay, so the Gemara says, "Minani mili." How do we know that if you wouldn't do it for yourself, you don't have to do it for somebody else? The Tana Rabbanan. We learned in a brisa, "Vehis alamta." Now this is interesting. The Torah says, "Lo sireh es shorachicha oseyoni dachim vehis alamta mehem." Don't see your friend's lost object, vehis alamta, and you shall ignore it. Don't ignore it. But since the Torah writes in a way like it sounds like v'hisalamta, you should ignore it. It says don't do this and ignore it, but then it seems to say you should ignore it. So for the fact that it says you should ignore it means sometimes you should ignore it. Pa'amim sha'ata masalim, pa'am sha'ata masalim. Three cases. Ha'ketzen. Haya kohen v'hibi v'hisakfaros. If you're a kohen and you have to defile yourself by walking into a cemetery to return the lost object, so we don't say asay of Hashavas Aveidah is doicha, the los asay and the asay of Tumas Kohanim. Osha yazakin v'ein lefi kvodo, or you're an elderly person and you wouldn't do it for yourself. Osha yisa melachto melech shalo merubim mishel chaveiro. You would lose more money from your work than the lost object was worth itself by taking the time to go return it. You're going to lose more money than it itself was worth. L'kach nemer v'salamta behem. You're allowed to ignore it. Says Gemara, which one of these three do you need the drasha for? L'mayit shechra. Ilema l'kohen v'beis ha'kfaros. Pshita. Hai asay v'hai los asay v'asay. The mitzvah of Hashem Saved is an asay. And Tumas Kohanim is a los asay and an asay. V'lo yitam, l'nefesh lo yitama ba'amav. And kedoshim yulei loheyem. Now, Tosis points out, V'lo asi asay, v'dachi es los asay v'asay. Tosus points out, wait a second, but Hashavas Aveidah is also a los asay and an asay. This is not really just an asay docha los asay v'asay. It's an asay and a los asay, docha an asay and a los asay. Yeah, but Tosus says it doesn't make a difference. Doesn't make a difference.
It doesn't apply to us.
No. No, we're talking now about the second case of, I don't know. Oh, no, you're right, Dr. Joe. It's a lav she'ino shava bakol. Right? It's a lav that only applies to Kohanim. Yeah, but that should make it easier to push it off, not harder. Right, Tosis asks, I'm not sure if Tosis asks it, somebody asks it. So we say that, no, nevertheless, it's only, a los hasei doesn't push off a los hasei, right? You don't say los hasei, so the los hasei is irrelevant here. So it's an asei, is not doche, a los hasei and asei, even though it's an asei and a los hasei. The los hasei doesn't help you. So anyway, lo asei asei v'dachi es los hasei v'asei. V'su, lo dachin nisur mikami mamoni. You're not going to push off the iser of Tumas Kohanim to be mitami lemesim. You're not going to push off an iser for the mamonos of Hashavas Aveidah. Ella, so what do we need the pasuk for? L'shalom merubim mishel chaveiro, midirvina merav nafka. You don't need it for that it's going to cost you more money to miss work. That we know from Yudha Merav. Efes, ki, lo yebecha evyo, shelcha kodum shel kaladam. You don't have to make yourself poor by doing a mitzvah. Ella l'zakin v'enu l'fik fodo. What do we need it for the case of kavod abrios pushes away the iser of an iser as the mitzvah saseh or the mamonos, dini mamonos. Zakin v'ein l'fi kvodo. Amar Rabba, hikisha chayba. Even if you're a zakin v'ein l'fi kvodo, if you smack it, once the elderly person starts the mitzvah, he's got to go ahead with it. Once you smack it and it starts moving, so you already started the mitzvah of returning it to its owner, then you have to finish it. Hikisha chayva. Abai Rav Yosef can be the rabbi. Abai is sitting in front of the rabbi. Chaz Anich Izi De Kaibu. He saw a bunch of goats standing there. Presumably they were lost. Shaka Kal V'Shadabai. He took a clod of dirt and threw it at the goats. Amalei, rabbi said to him, Yichai V'Bu. Even though you're a big Talmud Chacham and you're not obligated, Zaken Ben Lefi Kvodo, once you threw a piece of dirt at it, you started moving it, now you're Chayav. Kom Adrinu. Go finish the job. Tosas over here defines Kavod Abrius as something that would be very, very embarrassing. Yesh Lomar, Kavod Abrius the Meis Mitzvah. Yeah, that's very severe. Or if you're going to be naked, like the Gemara in Brachas has in your Testament Beis, so that would not necessarily be a riot. That's why we need a special pasuk over here. That this alam tozakin v'enul fi kvodo, even though it's not like embarrassing like being naked, and it's not the same level of embarrassment as a mace mitzvah that's lying over there in the middle of the road. Nevertheless, that's why I need a pasuk to teach me over here as well. Ibailu darko lahachzir besada. Let's say this zakin in the field, he would return this because there's nobody around. Vein darko lahachzir b'ir, but in the city where everybody's watching him, he wouldn't do it. So mahu, does he have to bring it from the field to the city? Became the lav darkel achzer beir lo lechayiv. It's not your way to do it in the city, so you don't have to do it. Odoma besadim yisru dechayiv. Right now, it's in the sudden. So now you're chayiv. Came in the chayiv le besadim, chayiv le beir. You got to bring it into the city. Also, teku. We let that one stand. Amar Rava kol she b'shalom achzer b'shal chaver naim achzer. If you would return if it was your own thing, and you got to do it for your friend. Kol she below porik v'toin. Let's say if your donkey was struggling under a load, you would help it out. You would load it and unload it. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosef have a cause of orcha. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosef was walking along the way. A certain guy was carrying a load of wood. Osvinu become mitvach. Now the guy put down the wood to take a break. So Amalei, he asked Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosef, Dalili, can you please help me pick these wood up and so I can keep on carrying it? Amalei, kama shavit. So Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi said, well, how much is this wood worth to you? Amalei, palga d'zuzah, it's a half a zuz. Yoivlei, palga d'zuzah. So he paid him the half a zuz for the worth of the thing. He didn't want to help him load the thing. It was a zakin vein lefi kvodo. So instead, he just paid him off for it. Va'afkara, then he made it hefker. So the guy said, hey, this is a good game here. Hada zachabu. So the guy was kind of it from Hefker. Hada yavle paga de zuzis. So Rav Shon Rabbi Yossi gave him another half zuz and paid him off for again that he wouldn't have to help him lift it up again. Va'afko, then he made it Hefker again. Chazdav kaboy lemhedl and mizkebe. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi saw that this guy was going to be zoicha in it again and the guy's going to keep having to pay him off another half a zuz. Amalei lukuli am afkarinu l'chala afkarinu. I made it Hefker for everybody else, but I did not make it Hefker for you. Ask the Gemara, does that really work? Can we have Hefker Kai Gavna? Really? It's possible to make something Hefker for some people and not for others? Is that a thing? Vahatanan, we learned in the Mishnah Peah, Beishamay Omrim, Hefker Laniim Hefker. If you make something Hefker just for poor people, then it is Hefker. Beisilom no, ain't Hefker Achi Hefker Laniim. Ula Shirim Kishmita. It's got to be Hefker for everybody. Ella, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosef Kuliyam Hefkerin. It really made Hefker for everybody, but he just told the guy that he didn't make it Hefker for him. The Milsa Ba'amud Okmi. He just told him. He just said it to him to push him off. But in reality, he had made it Hefker for everybody. But he just told him. So the guy shouldn't go back and be zeichet again. Ask the Gemara, why did Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosef have to pay the guy off? He was legit exempt. He's a Talmud Chacham. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosef zaken vein lefi kvodo have. Answers the Gemara, so why do you have to pay him off? Answers the Gemara, you're right. He didn't have to pay him off. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosef lefnim mishuras hadinu da'avad. Really, he could have done it. But he was super makbid on his covet, so therefore, I'm sorry. Really, he was exempt. He didn't have to pay him off. But he didn't want the guy upset with him for not helping him out, so he just paid him for the whole thing. Lifnim, Mishuras HaDin. The Rush writes, based on this Gemara, Rush writes, it's usur for a Talmud Chacham to be machmer on himself and to be machzir, to be meshev aveda, if he's going to be mezalzel in his kavanat Torah. And if he wants to do lefnim mishuras hadin, let him pay for it. Like Rabbi Shmuel said, ask the Pri Yitzchak, how can he be mechayev a Talmud Chacham to behave lefnim mishuras hadin? And he can only do this if he's going to spend money. A person shouldn't have to spend money on this. However, the Rambam disagrees with the Rosh. And the Rambam says, a Talmud Chacham, of course, should go out of his way and be Meshiv the Aveda, even in a scenario where it's lo lefi kvodo. So he's showing that he's going to help the person out, even in a case of where it's lo lefi kvodo. Sure, he should do that. He certainly should do it. And the Beis Yosef writes, that's not a zilzon covered of Torah. Adaraba, it's covered for Hashem that even he's not makbid on his personal covenant, he's willing to go out of his way, out of his comfort zone, and help return this person's aveda. Fascinating machlokas, the Rush and the Rambam. The Rush says he shouldn't do it and he should pay for it. But the Rambam says, no, Adaraba, you should do it. Did Tani Rav Yosef back in the Gemara Vodata Lehem Zebes Chayem? You should teach a person a parnasa that he should make money. Esaderek Zukmias Chasadim. You should do Chasadim Yelchu Zebikacholim. Someone will bring a riot from here that you can't do Bikacholim over the phone. Yelchu Zubikacholim. You have to go to do Bikacholim. Ba Zukvura. Ba. There's a special mitzvah to bury somebody. So you see that you're supposed to try to do things lefnim mishuras hadin. Therefore, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi paid off this guy when he didn't help him out. Amar yelchu zepik echom. Isn't that the same as gemilas chasadim? Hanim chasadim. Lo nitzchel leben gila. No, the chiddush here is that even if you're the same age as the guy who's sick, you should do it anyway. When you visit someone who's sick, when you do bikkurim, you're supposed to daven for the guy, and also just visiting him takes away 1/60th of his illness. So you might think, hey, I don't want to do that. I don't want to get 1/60th of the illness. You still have to do it, even though you're going to take away 1/60th if you're the same age as him. Is that the same as him? Wow, it's an exception to the rule. Even a zakin ve'en l'fik fodo, you have to help bury dead people. Asher yasin zulu v'nim shuris. Adin the Rav Yochanan lo charva Yerushalayim el al shadonu ba din Torah. Yerushalayim was destroyed because people did not make compromises. They always had to do the exact letter of the law. Says the Gemara, that's a bad thing that they did the exact letter of the law. El adina de megizda l'dainu. You don't want them to judge din Torah? What do you want them to judge the din of the liars? Of the strong men, Ela Ema Sheheemidu Dineem Al Din Torah Velo Asulif Nimishuras Adin. They didn't go above and beyond. They didn't make compromises. They didn't go above and beyond. Asks Taisvis, two Taisvim from the bottom. Lo Charvi Yerushalayim. What Yerushalayim was destroyed because they judged Din Torah and they didn't do the Mishnah. I thought it was Senas Chinam. Taisvis answers it was both. The Yishlomar Dahavaha Garma. That's what some say. Some of the Achronim say no. It means, doesn't mean that the judges didn't judge Lefnim Mishuras Hadin. The people didn't want to compromise. So it was because of the Sinas Chinam, that's why they didn't want to compromise. Ah, so it's not a contradiction to Sinas Chinam. Okay, let's continue. We have 5 minutes left still, so let's continue. Ezu, we have Eida. What's an example of Eida you have to return? Matzah Chamor, Par Roan Baderech. If you just see a donkey or a cow grazing normally, ein zu aveda. Probably the owner knows exactly where it is. Chamor v'kel v'afukim. But if you find the donkey, which the saddle is on its belly instead of on its back, par v'ratzim in akrum, you find the cow getting damaged by running amongst the vineyards, arei zu aveda. It's clear that it's doing something that's damaging to itself, so obviously the owner doesn't know that it's there. You have to return it. If you returned it, then it ran away, even 4 or 5 times, you still have to return it.
Hashav Teshive, even five times. Paya Batel Misela. If you're losing a sella of money, lo yomalo tainli sella. Don't say to the owner, you got to pay me back. Ella knows in lo schar kapol. You don't have to collect your full wages, but you see how much a person would be willing to take less money to not have to work so hard at your regular job. Instead, you're working on Shavas Aveda, and that's the amount you could ask him for. Im yesham bezdin. However, if there was a bezdin there, masim b'fnei bezdin, you can make a condition and say, listen, I only want to go collect it, go return this lost object if I'm going to get my full wages. Im ein sham bezdin b'fnei mi yasneh shelo kodim. If there's no bezdin, you don't have to do it. If you really don't want to lose, you don't want to lose any money, you don't want to lose your work, then you don't have to do it. Says the Gemara, Atu kohani damrin lav aveda havu. Really, all these cases, well, why do we have to ask what's a Shavas Aveda? We just had 10 Mishnayos that talked about a Shavas Aveda. What's the Mishnah asking? It says, Gemara, Amar Rebbe Yehuda, no, this is a Hachkana. Ezui klal aveda shuchayavu. In what way can you tell an aveda that you're chayavin? It doesn't mean to say what's called a Shavas Aveda. All the other cases also a Shavas Aveda. But it means by these animals, how can I tell whether or not it is a mitzvah or not? Matzah chamar par v'romber derech, ein zo aveda. V'lo mechayavah, chamar v'kelech hafuchim. If the animal is doing something strange, then you're chayav. Ula olam? Really, is it forever? Even if this animal is grazing there, and every single day you go out there, you never see the owner, and it's grazing there forever? So that's not an aveda? Amar v'de marav, no. Ad shlosha yamim. It's only 3 days. More than that, well, you begin to wonder, nobody ever came to claim this animal after 3 days. Even if it's grazing peacefully and normally, after 3 days, you'd still have to return it. Says Mar Hechidam. What's the case that up to 3 days, it's not an Aveda, and after 3 days, it is an Ibalel Vasa, if you see it grazing in the night with nobody around, Afilu Chada Shaitanam, even 1 minute, it should be an Aveda. Ibi Yamama, if it's during the day, Afilu Tu Anami Lo, even if it's more than 3 days. If it's grazing in the day, it should still be considered normal. Let's see. You see it grazing right before the day and right after the night. So if it's just 3 days, you say, okay, maybe he brought it out a little early, maybe he let it graze a little bit late. Maybe it just happened that way. But if it's more than 3 days that it happens like that, Vadai Avedahi. Says more, Tainami Haki Matza Talis Vikardum. If you find a garment or a shovel, or an axe, excuse me, bisratia, if it's in like on a highway, uparatza ben akramim, harezu avedu, or an animal running amongst the vineyards, that's an aveda. But talis, bitzad goder, if you find a garment right next to a fence, kardum, an axe, bitzad goder, right next to a fence, uparatza ben akramim, and the animal is not running, it's just grazing nicely in the vineyards. Ein zo aveda. It's not an aveda. However, shloisha yavim zachar zef. You see, for 3 days, harei zo aveda. Ramayim shashot finubayim. If you see water coming to your friend's yard, harei ze goder b'fneim. Put a fence up to block the water, that the water should not damage your friend's yard. But the point here is, if you see a cow grazing for more than 3 days, that's considered an aveda. So that proves, like we said before, that a cow that's stam grazing less than 3 days is not an aveda, but more than 3 days, it is considered to be an aveda. We will stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful day.
Have a great Shabbos.
Have a great Shabbos. Motzei Shabbos, you want to learn in person?
I'm around.
You're around?
I'll be here.
Okay, maybe we'll learn in person Motzei Shabbos. Right after Shabbos.
No
news. Oh, my daughter-in-law is due. Yeah, it's getting to be close. She's due tomorrow. My daughter-in-law is due tomorrow. If it's a boy, I'm going to try to get a flight to Israel. I'm going to try. Apparently, it's very hard to get flights to Israel now. Maybe I got to go through Turkey. I don't know.